I've been driving around for the last 2 weeks with a grin on my face that any cop worth his badge should have pulled me over for.
It's musician and day-to-day contributor David Watts.
But the good officer wouldn't have found burning herbs or an open beer can. He'd have discovered no worse offense than my soul being possessed by a 2-CD collection of 50 songs from legendary Memphis label Stax Volt. It was released this month by Concord Records to honor the 50th birthday of Stax. I plead guilty to singing in the car without license or embarrassment. The saga began in 1957 when Jim Stewart and Estelle Axton, the ST and AX of Stax Records, recorded a hit duet between father and daughter act Rufus and Carla Thomas called 'Cause I Love You. The song caught the attention of Atlantic VP Jerry Wexler, and he guided it to number 5 on the Billboard charts. He also paid $5,000 for the rights to that and future Stax material. That offset the second and third mortgages Estelle Axton had taken on her home to convert a Memphis movie theater into a recording studio. She also sold records in the lobby at the old candy counter. Persistence of vision was a critical element in the label's success, but so was the rhythm section they assembled as the backbone of the label's sound. Known eventually as Booker T and the MGs, it featured Mr. Booker T. Jones on organ and piano, Steve Cropper on guitar, Donald Duck Dunn on bass, and Al Jackson Jr. on drums. Together they had their own hits, Green Onions being their best known in 1962, but they also provided the crisp, funky sound that forever defined Memphis soul. Motown may have had a corner on smooth, but Stax had grits and gravy by the ladleful. Also in 1962, the label spun off the Volt imprint as a rhythm and blues venue, and the first artist released thereon was a 21-year-old named Otis Redding. He arrived at the studio one day as a driver for singer Johnny Jenkins. When Johnny's session went awry, Otis used the last half hour of studio time to record These Arms of Mine, which charted in 1963 and led to later hits like Try a Little Tenderness and Sittin' on the Dock of the Bay, one of the lonesomest ballads in R&B history. Boomer vintage, at least half the songs in this collection are hummable, if not outright singable. Sam and Dave's Soul Man was given new life via the Blues Brothers, as was Knock on Wood by Eddie Floyd. No secret, but let's not forget the staple singers Respect Yourself, an early exercise in conscious lyric writing in the otherwise romantically obsessed R&B world. Johnny Taylor asks the cheating lover, who's cheating whom in Who's Making Love? And Isaac Hayes' theme from Shaft used the wah-wah guitar pedal like it had never been used before or since. Yeah, they say that Stax is a bad mother. I'm talking about Stax. Then we can dig it. He's a complicated man, but no one understands him but his
woman. John Shaft. Music from the Stax 50th Anniversary Celebration, a 2-CD set, our reviewer, David Watts.